It's Friday, January 3rd, 2025, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Marshfield Health System and Sanford Health complete their merger. More information released about the suspect of three murders in central Wisconsin. Republican lawmakers say tax cuts are on the agenda, and two candidates are challenging incumbent Jill Underley for state superintendent. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. Marshfield Health System and Sioux Falls, South Dakota-based Sanford Health completed their merger, the company announced Wednesday. The organization will operate as Sanford Health with Marshfield Clinic as a region of Sanford. The integrated health system includes 56 hospitals, more than 270 clinics, 144 senior care centers, and 4,500 doctors and medical practitioners. It is located in Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan's Upper Peninsula, Iowa, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Wyoming. Sanford recently acquired Security Health Plan of Wisconsin as well. Juneau County deputies have released more photos of a triple homicide suspect. Surveillance footage shows 47-year-old Virgil Thu inside of a New Lisbon Dollar General store on Sunday, hours before three people were found dead inside of a home in New Lisbon in central Wisconsin. Another photo released by deputies showed Thu on a trail camera that same day. Thu should be considered armed and dangerous. If you see him, contact the police. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says a tax cut will be on the Republican agenda in the next legislative session. Incoming 87th Assembly District Representative Brent Jacobson says he's on board with a reduction in the state income tax as part of the new two-year budget, including cuts on retirement benefits and middle-class earners.
People work their whole life and now they're coming into trying to survive and enjoy retirement in a different world where things cost a lot more and find out that maybe they don't have as much as they had hoped.
Jacobson says tax breaks are appropriate at a time when prices have surged. He feels voters sent a message to the state Democratic Party in the last election, and Governor Tony Evers should listen. Last summer, Evers signed a budget that cuts income taxes by $175 million over the next 2 years, a fraction of what Republican lawmakers had proposed. Three candidates have announced for state superintendent of public instruction. Bob Haig tells us more.
Incumbent Jill Underley, education consultant Brittany Kinzer, and Sauk Prairie Superintendent Jeff Wright have all registered. If they gather at least 2,000 signatures by January 7th, voters will narrow the field for the April general election to two in a February primary. The Capital Times reports that Underley, elected in 2021, is proposing over $4 billion in spending toward K-12 schools. Wright previously ran for state assembly as a Democrat in 2016 and 2018. Kinzer owns an education consulting firm and previously led the state's rocket ship schools and served as president of the Milwaukee-based City Forward Collective. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Cheese lovers, now's your chance to get some finely aged cheddar. Raymond Newport has a cut.
Hook's Cheese in Mineral Point is set to release a block of 20-year-aged cheddar in April, and orders are being taken now. 1 pound of the stuff will cost you $209, but the cheesemaker says they'll toss in a flight of other fancy cheeses to go along with it. Owner Tony Hook says they've got about 1,000 pounds of the cheese ready for release. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And that's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Friday.